Well, good evening. Good to have you here tonight. Welcome. Glad to see you all here. We're going to open with a guest speaker, and we're very blessed, very thankful. I offered John about 10 minutes. He's going to give us a report on Glen Haven, and I told him it's going to be trouble for me for probably several years now to get Youth Ranch out of my head, because that's they're not the Youth Ranch anymore, and he'll be telling you about that. But in any event, John Cunningham is here with us tonight, and first time ever at Austin Bible Church, so we're really happy to have him with us. Please, John.
Thank you. I was given 10 minutes, and I will honor 10 minutes. I know the Word of God is very important. I don't know how many people in here know about Glen Haven Youth Ranch, which was founded 30 years ago. And for 30 years, we operated basically a long-term residential care facility for at-risk youth. And today, in January, we moved and kind of shifted focus from long-term residential care. And I want to just tell you a little bit about why we did that. And then if you want to know more, I'll tell you how to find out more. And then I won't have a challenge for you. And I have 9 minutes to do that in. I was born in Kansas 54 years ago. And I was born out in the sticks in Kansas where there weren't any sticks. I used to travel around with Dad when I was a young boy, and he did a lot of traveling, a lot of speaking, spoke in a lot of churches, a lot of civic groups. Sometimes we'd go out there in western Kansas, really dry out there, so dry out there the trees would follow the dogs around. So, my dad spent the second half of his life helping kids. And as I went around with him, he talked about and recognized a crisis. And we're talking about here in the 60s and early 70s. There was a crisis in our country. One out of 10 children in America was growing up without a father. And that truly is a crisis. But today, 4 out of 10 children are growing up without a father. What's more, there are children growing up with dysfunctional fathers. And, you know, it'd be nice if we could say that we could just help all those kids. But when we look at the direction our country's going in, and this really precipitated why we moved to Conway. If you look at the direction our country is going in, you would say the writing's on the wall, wouldn't you? I mean, it's a snowball going downhill. It's an avalanche. It's probably past the point of no return. I hate to bring that message to you, but it's probably true. And we look at Supreme Court decisions, we look at legislation, we look at policies that people just say, well, this is what we're going to do now, and we're not going to pass a law, we're just going to do this, and we say, well, you know, we have to change that, we have to, you know, we have to get different people in office, we have to change legislation. Listen, that is not the problem. The problem in this country is 4 out of 10 children are growing up without a father. And 50 years ago, it was 1 out of 10. What's it going to be in 50 years? Department of Justice says children that grow up without a father are far more likely to end up in prison. They're far more likely to live a criminal life, and they're far more likely to have children and abandon them like their fathers did. Children that grow up without a father are far less likely to graduate from high school. Children that grow up, and this is from Pew Research, they're not a Christian organization. Children that grow up without a father are more likely to be obese. Children that grow up without a father are more likely to live in poverty, both as children and as adults. It is a real problem. We know that the strength of this country is families. And we know that that families in our country are broken. And unless that is addressed, And it may be too late, but I will do everything in my power to address that. And I believe there are four things that each one of you, maybe not all four of them, but all of you can do at least one of these things. The first one is pray. You need to pray for our broken families. You need to pray for the people that work with them. There are people in your area that work with them. We work with them at Glenhaven. You need to pray. You need to pray that we have the tools and that people will wake up and see the magnitude of the problem. You need to give. And some people can give more than others. Some have very little to give. But you need to give something. You need to volunteer. You don't need to come to Glenhaven to volunteer. We would love it if you want to do that. Come on and volunteer. Same thing with giving. You don't need to give to Glenhaven. There are people here you can give to. Okay? If God tells you to give to Glenhaven, give to Glenhaven. I'm not here to ask for money. God provides all our needs. If He tells you to be a part of it, be a part of it. But you should be giving somewhere. Volunteering, same thing. Some people don't have a way to volunteer. I promise you sometime you're going to bump into a teenager that needs you or to a young child that needs you and that needs you to just stop for 5 minutes. I remember a conversation I had with an older gentleman in Phoenix. It was a 5-minute conversation, and I have never forgotten it. Because he affirmed me, he affirmed my dreams, and he told me that God had a plan for my life. And I have never forgotten it. 5 minutes, he took time to give to me. And the last thing you can do is share. You can share what Glenhaven's doing, you can share what others are doing, you can share the problem, but let people know. It is a crisis. It is the most vital thing that we can do to preserve our once great nation is restore families. And that really is what Glenhaven's focus is. We work with kids. We work with families. We have a lot of different ways to do it. You can look us up online, glenhavenministries.org. We still do residential. It's just done differently. Kind of how we do it now. We have a hope, what we call hope, homes of peace and encouragement. Think of this. Instead of hiring house parents and say, hey, why don't you come live an hour and a half from town? We will pay you almost nothing. Quit your job. Move. Give up everything. We'll pay you almost nothing. You'll be able to survive on it because we have, some food we'll give you, and we'll have this we'll give you. And come out here and do this. Now, we hire a set of house parents, and we train them. We make sure we understand where their walk is with Christ. We train them. We qualify them. They don't move from their house. We place kids in their home. We work with them every week. We do staffing. Just the same way we worked with house parents. We work with the kids during program hours, in school and all of that stuff. So it really works the same, just the settings changed. We have an after-school program. We have several other programs. Go online, look at it. Call me. I will give you a card. I will give you. I am always available, and my 10 minutes are up. Thank you.